Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Well, this is a message that we got earlier on today after news was announced by the government, which I'm about to share with you. Lads, this is so-and-so, and we're not actually naming this person because they don't want to be named, from Coolock. But please don't say my name on your show. I was so thrilled to hear this morning that the government are going to go ahead with their plans to put the asylum seekers into the place that they had planned to here. I've been so disgusted by the thuggery of these protesters over the last month that I'm delighted to see the government aren't bowing down to these people and being bullied into not helping those who need it most. Not all of Coolock says no, and I was so happy to read that it is going ahead and that the far-right crazy lunatics won't be dictating anything. Cheers, says the message. So the government did indeed announce earlier on today that they still intend to push ahead with housing asylum seekers or international protection applicants in the former Crown Paints plant in Coolock. Here's what the news story says. Despite protesters, asylum seekers will be housed as planned at properties in Coolock in Dublin and Dundrum in Tipperary. It follows violent scenes at the former Crown Paints site in recent weeks that included arson attacks while a number of Gardaí were injured. The Minister for Integration says they'll continue to engage with communities about their concerns, but Roderick O'Gorman says the state has an obligation to accommodate international protection applicants.
We will respond to the issues that protesters are raising. Well, I'm clear we need to provide this accommodation so families aren't left homeless.
Okay, there you go. He's fairly clear that they intend to house international asylum applicants in this particular plant, the Crown Paints plant in Coolock.
Nice to know the people are being listened to.
Nice to know the people are being listened to.
Yeah, been taken so seriously. It's nice to see their concerns are being taken seriously, isn't it?
Okay, so
that make you proud to be Irish there, right there.
Okay, the fact of the matter is that, yes, there were protests. The minister there did say he will engage with the local community. Listen to what he said again.
We will respond to the issues that protesters are raising.
We will respond to the issues the protesters are raising.
They're still doing what they want to do anyway. So what they're going to do is they're going to say, look, we understand your issue, lads, but they're going here anyway. That's what's going to happen. They're going to respond to tell them it's happening anyway.
He said, and I quote,
"We will respond to the issues that protesters are raising."
But there you go. We will respond to the issues that protesters are raising.
I personally feel if I were a resident in Coolock,
According to this person, not everyone in Coolock says no.
Not everyone in Coolock. Oh no, I absolutely don't believe that everybody in Coolock says no. I think that there's a lot of people who do, but I think that blatantly ignoring, you know, kind of saying, "Screw you guys, it's happening anyway," and not even trying to. They obviously haven't engaged yet properly. Maybe someone from Coolock can clarify that. I know there's a group Coolock says no. Maybe they can clarify that for us. Has there been any correspondence? Has anyone from government been in touch with you about this? But for now, the way I'm seeing it is that it's a massive screw you to the people who are growing increasingly frustrated and want answers.
Our number is 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. Let me kick off with you, Tommy. You contacted us earlier on about this. What is your view about the government announcing that this is going ahead come hell or high water?
Well, I'm not surprised, Adrian. Until we stand up to the EU or leave the EU, nothing's going to change. Most of the illegal immigrants are coming from Belfast. They're coming from safe countries like the UK, like Turkey, like Spain, and like Italy. Italy has had enough. All their government has gone right wing, and we can slide off here and call them right wing, but our government is going to end up being right wing because this is a bigger problem. The people of Coolock, this isn't just about the people of Coolock. This is about Ireland in general, and all the centres that are popping up. This is just the one that's getting the most press.
Why do you think it is getting the most press? The reason it's getting the most press is because of the violent scenes that we witnessed.
Yeah, of course. That was always going to happen. There was always going to be a clash between the police and protesters. Always. So it was always going to happen.
Why? It went on for months without any clash between police and protesters.
The Gardaí went in heavy-handed, first of all, and started removing the tents and removing the camp that was there already. That was the first step. And then the next time they came in, there was obviously one or two instigators that got into the Gardaí's face. But the Gardaí didn't react great either. So... But the Gardaí and the people looking that they were fighting with the Gardaí, that's irrelevant to me. The main thing is our attitude towards globalism and multiculturalism. We're not happy being Irish. We want to be European. And it's only the working class that gets affected negatively by multiculturalism, which doesn't work. It actually causes more racism and bigotry themselves.
Okay, now, one thing that you did say at the very start, which I want to go back to, is you said this is all about us being in the EU, so we have to decide whether or not we want to stay in the EU. Now, that ultimately is correct. That ultimately is what fueled the debate in Britain about Brexit. They ultimately left the European Union. And look how that worked out for them.
Well, that's because they're not deporting anybody. And also,
that's my point. In other words, the amount of people coming into the UK has actually increased since they left the European Union.
Yeah, but a lot of them are coming over illegally. We can't turn people away at the moment. We're up in the High Court at the moment for not providing illegal immigrants with housing. We are forced to house these people. We can't turn them away even if we wanted to. We can turn them away once we leave the EU, like UK are doing.
And is that what you believe we need to do? You think Ireland? You think Ireland, as a small open country, would be better off outside the European Union? Do you really believe that?
Yeah, so we're in the middle of a housing crisis and we're bringing in people with no houses. There's a cost of living crisis and we're bringing unemployable people into the country. We give out about doctors and nurses and hospitals and we're bringing in more patients. And we're overloaded at the moment. And if the EU don't give us what we want, we're going to have to leave. And I've no qualms about it. The president of Hungary now is getting fined 200 million because he's putting his citizens before illegal immigration. It's ridiculous. We should just leave. We are better off
don't say we were better off as a country before we joined. We weren't. We were a backwater kip of a country with mass unemployment and people leaving the country every day. So we weren't a better country.
And what do we have now?
We have one of the richest countries in Europe. One of the wealthiest countries in Europe.
Is money everything? Is income better now? What about the future? What's going to happen in 20 years' time when there's only 30% white people, Irish, white, and everyone else? And the government has Islamic politicians that are going to bring in laws against women. That's all going to happen in the UK.
It hasn't happened in the UK.
It hasn't yet.
No, it hasn't yet. And their immigration is far ahead of ours. They have had immigration since the 60s.
Adrian, can I ask you a question?
Go on.
How has your life improved by mass immigration?
How has my life improved? I won't say it's improved. I'd love to say it's improved. I don't think it has improved. I don't think it is disimproved either.
Okay. Well, you'll find out the next time you're on public transport in 3 or 4 years and somebody's given out to a young girl that you're with because she's dressed inappropriately.
And you've seen that happen, have you?
I've seen it happen. It happened the other day in Lidl. I think he was an African guy, was giving out to two Brazilian girls because they were holding hands and kissing. He's putting them, rolling his eyes. This is what happens.
Tommy, stopping so naive. You don't think that we have bigots like that amongst ourselves that would say things like that? Get a grip.
We have enough bigots and criminals. We don't need to be important.
So why do you single in on a foreigner making a comment like that when we've enough?
That's what the discussion is about. It's about immigration, isn't it?
No, but why do you feel the need to highlight a story like that against an immigrant rather than acknowledging that this shit happens every single day with Irish people making those comments?
I know. So why do we need to import more people that aren't paying tax, and hate us, and are going to leave the country in 5 years' time for a better opportunity?
I'm sure if they're going to leave the country in 5 years' time, then what's the problem here?
Most of them will.
What's the problem then?
Okay, well, that's a great attitude to have. Look, I just think we need to go back to a more sovereign and independent country. So we could start off with getting our own currency back and leaving the EU, simple as that.
The debate here is about the government saying that we're doing this anyway. This is what the debate is about. This woman is saying, I'm proud, that, or whatever she said.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you make of the government blatantly ignoring locals' concerns?
So throw a brick and you get your way. Set a building on fire and you get your way.
I don't agree with
but that's what happened in Coolock, for example.
Like that.
So you
but
think that the government,
frustrated.
That the state should give in to violence and vandalism, should we?
I think
so.
The state
throw a brick and then we'll listen.
I think the reason that the state is in the state it's in because the state aren't listening and people are getting frustrated and they're getting angry. Now, I do believe there's an element of just scum and thuggery.
That's exactly my point.
But I don't believe all of it is. I think people are getting frustrated and the more you get ignored, the louder you're going to shout. And to have this then blatant, you know, basically saying, you know, you're not significant enough and we're doing it anyway. We don't care about you. Back off. It's happening. None of your business. That's wrong.
So let me just play what Roderick O'Gorman said again.
We will respond to the issues that protesters raising.
Roderick, but you're still gonna do it anyway.
I'm clear. We need to provide this accommodation so families aren't left homeless.
Okay.
We will
need to provide this accommodation.
The state needs
so
to listen to its people. The state needs to listen to what people are saying. And the right.
Well, okay. The answer, Katie, is exactly what Tommy said. So, for example, today in the High Court, it was ruled that the state has an obligation to house international asylum protection applicants. We have an obligation. Ireland is breaching asylum seekers' human rights, is what the High Court said today. And that's all to do with Article 1 of the Charter of Fundamental Rights of the European Union. The only way to get away from that is to do what Tommy said and leave the European Union. Is that what you want?
But there has
is that what
to
you
be
want?
A cut-off
no,
point.
No, no, no. We're part of the European Union and we have to provide accommodation for people applying
but
for asylum here.
There should be a limit.
So the answer
there
is
should,
to do what the Brits did and leave the European Union. That's what you want. That's what this conversation is leading to.
The point is that there has to be a cutoff. There has to be a point where the government say, you know what, we are a small nation. We have a lot of our own issues that need to be sorted. How insulting is this for the Irish homeless person living in a hotel room and the Irish person living on the streets, especially? How insulting is this? Is that these people are on the streets years and years, they've different issues, mental health issues, and they're being overlooked while accommodation and refuge is being granted to those who are in the country 5 minutes. That is wrong. There is something fundamentally wrong with that.
Joseph, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joseph?
How are you doing?
Good, thanks, Joseph. What do you want to say on this?
Well, look, realistically, I was looking at what was said, you know, by whoever was to put her up about the government for housing, that they're happy about this for the asylum seekers. Basically, it's down to come to no good, this with the whole asylum seekers. Let's be honest, okay? Like you've been saying, the whole violence that came along with the whole of Coolock, whether we like it or not, there's going to be more of that. Let's be honest, because there's no Irish people getting housing, or there's no Irish people getting housing. It's all a priority for the asylum seekers. Now, obviously, as the government...
Joseph, I have to cut across to you. If our government was to announce tomorrow that it was moving 500 homeless people into that Crown Paints plant on the Malahide Road, there would be uproar. Uproar. Because people deserve better than that. That's what people would say.
Well, you could be true about that, yeah, but this is the fact with you. So, look, we don't need them here. I'm going to be bluntly honest, like, we don't need them here. What's what good is that going to do us as a country? Like,
what do you mean we don't need them here? They're here.
They need to be in Ireland. Yeah, that's what, they're here, but they don't need to be here. I don't see why the government didn't stop letting them in ages ago. Because as I said, as we've seen what happened with Tulloch, obviously that's going to be the start of it, because every other place has seen that now, and they're like, boy, we're going to have to make a fucking stand.
Okay, you're saying we don't. You're saying we don't need them here. The fact is, they are here. So there are two solutions to people coming into this country. One is we leave the European Union like the Brits did. Okay, and the other is that we close the border with the north and we passport everybody coming into the country from the north, because that's where the majority of these people are coming from. Is that what we want?
That's what it has to come to. Because at this day and age, look, we have to look after ourselves. Let's be honest here. And these asylum seekers coming, you don't know who any of these are. You don't know who any of them are or what they've done wherever they've been. That's the blunt point of it. Like, you don't know who any of these people are. There's no history on these people. They can't go around and say, right, this is man one, he's done this and this and previous. They haven't a fucking clue. So you have all these coming in here. We have to look after ourselves. Let's be realistic here.
Okay, so you would like to see, because these are the only solutions to this. I want you to listen very closely, Joseph. The solutions to this problem are A, leave the European Union so that we don't have to take in any asylum seekers anymore, so that our High Court won't rule that we're in breach of the rights of the Charter of Fundamental Rights of the European Union. So leave, but we also have to close the border with the North. Now, just listen to how ridiculous that sounds.
No, it's not ridiculous. To be quite
Jesus, there was murder. Sorry, hang on, Joseph. There was murder a couple of years ago when it was suggested that Brexit would lead to a hard border in Ireland. People lost their shit. And now you're saying, to suit us, we close the border with the North.
100%.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to take, you know?
I wouldn't be 100% against
them. Against closing the border? Putting passport checks control, on the Irish border?
Border control, absolutely.
On every little back road between the North and South.
Okay, practically, 100%. It's not going to work. Okay?
That's my point.
No, it can't work. But if it could work theoretically.
But it can't work.
But if it, theoretically, I wouldn't be against it. You're just
not making sense. Neither of you are making any sense. Because
just for the sake of, you know, a little bit more control and some vigilance. That, like, right now, there's nothing. There is nothing. Anybody can come in here with anything. They can.
Our number is 085-825-2626. Jonathan.
Well, Adrian and Katie, how are you getting on today? That text sounds like Roderick O'Gorman himself wrote it. That's what it sounds like to me. Roderick wrote it. He sent you that message. Did you not see the Red Sea polls today, boys and girls? Did you not see it? No. This government is at war with its people. That's what they're doing. They're at war with the people. And all I'll say to Roderick after that statement this morning is hire more fire engines, hire more firefighters, and hire more guards. Because all he is doing is agitating the fuck out of the people in this country. And the Red Sea poll today just proves that. You do another poll in 3 months' time, you'll see them numbers nearly double. I guarantee you that. Yeah, they're destroying this place, and that man is a danger to Ireland and our people. That's what he is. He's a dangerous man. He's a fucking traitor, scumbag is all he is at this stage. Nothing more, nothing less. Like I said, they're going to have more fire engines and more police. And before Far Right Tony comes onto this programme today calling everyone to Far Right, he can go fuck himself and all.
This conversation was started by this message that we got earlier today from a listener in Coolock, and it says, please don't say my name. I was so thrilled to hear this morning that the government are going to go ahead with their plans to put asylum seekers in the place they had planned to here. I've been so disgusted by the thuggery of these protesters over the last month, and I'm delighted to see that the government aren't bowing down to these people and being bullied into not helping those who need it most. Not all of Coolock says no, and I was so happy to read that it's going ahead and that the far right crazy lunatics won't be dictating anything. And that is from one of our
I'm
listeners.
I'm going to send you a video that was just sent in to us here by a listener. I didn't know this is a thing, but this kind of angers me.
What's the video?
Play the audio and explain to people what you're seeing in the video.
I'm not playing a video that I don't know the background to, so...
It's a massive...
I'm not playing a video that I don't know the background to.
I wouldn't give
We've already had a conversation, Katie, about people, how people are falling for absolute bullshit because they see it.
That's there in black and white.
But what's there in black and white? What are you telling me here?
Hang on.
What is this video supposedly showing?
So... Play the audio from it. It's just a man praying, right? It's a lot of Muslim people praying.
Yeah,
in O'Connell Street, mass group of them there. That's a load of them there. If we went to their country and tried to do that, what would happen?
Well, there's a load of people praying. What do you do?
In the middle of our capital street of our capital city. If we went over to their capital city, their main street in their capital city, and pulled out Bibles and started praying to God, what would happen?
If you want to do that, go right ahead.
What would happen?
What are you getting at, Katie? There's people in O'Connell Street saying prayers.
Yes, but...
Wow! There's people going around with crucifixes on O'Connell Street.
It wouldn't be an issue. I wouldn't have an issue only for if the roles were reversed and we went over there and did that.
Over
what
where?
Would happen? If
over
we went over
where?
To one of the Muslim countries, we wouldn't be allowed. We wouldn't get away with it. We're building the Europe's biggest mosques. That's great. We're embracing multiculturalism. But the point is that if we wanted a church, and I'm not religious, but I'm just saying, I'm just highlighting the hypocrisy, we wouldn't get away with it.
Get away with what? What the fuck are they doing that is in any way wrong? They're standing there saying prayers.
No, what they're doing is not wrong. It's the hypocrisy that if we went over there to do it, we wouldn't be allowed to do it. We wouldn't be allowed to do it.
Nicole, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Nicole.
Much wants more. The government are taking in everybody, helping everybody else. But what about the people here? We'd be like, what, the Christmas lights now, or the Christmas lights now at Christmas in town are called winter lights. Easter eggs are now called...
Talk to Dublin City Council about that.
What are the Easter eggs called? We have gone soft. Ireland has gone soft, and we spoke earlier on about, you know...
What are Easter eggs called?
What are they calling them now?
I don't know, Easter eggs.
They've changed the names of Easter eggs, so it's that they're more inclusive. I am sorry, but seriously, fuck off. We're changing things. Embrace other cultures, that's fine. But when we start having to, you know, give up our own traditions and give up our own culture and our own things, then I have an issue with that. It should
be. And you're devoutly religious.
Gesture eggs. Gesture eggs. I know what gesture I'd be giving gesture eggs. Gesture eggs. Have you ever
And you go to the Stations of the Cross on Good Friday because you're so devout. Get a grip. Don't be such a hypocrite.
Don't you even dare.
But this is what this comes down to, Katie. I want God. I want Easter. I want to celebrate. And then you do.
It's not about God.
Do you go to the Stations of the Cross? No.
It's not about God. And you know it's not about God. It's about Ireland giving up the traditions that we know, like the winter lights at Christmas time. That I find that abhorrent.
Talk to Dublin City Council about that.
It is Christmas. It's not winter lights. It's Christmas lights.
And you went to Mass on Christmas Day as well, of course. Yep, very good. Yep, delighted to hear that.
It's not about that.
Let me go to our call on the line. Nicole, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Nicole?
I'm good, thanks. I think you went a bit off topic there.
Yeah, we went totally off topic. Let's go back to the topic, and that is that the government is planning, despite the protests, to go ahead with housing asylum seekers in the Crown Paints plant in Coolock. Your thoughts, please.
I think... It's a very complex issue, and I can see all sides to how people are kind of... There's a lot of unrest in the area at the minute, which I completely understand. And I think from my standpoint, being a young person living in the area, is that the infrastructure is at its wit's end as it stands. There's housing issues, unemployment issues, like substance abuse, the list goes on. Like, it's an ongoing thing. It's been there since the dawn of time. So I think people... The core issue I feel is that... The amenities that are at their wit's end. You're waiting years for it to see a consultant in a hospital, particularly Beaumont in the area. I tried to transfer to a different GP in the area. They weren't taking new patients. So I think there's a lot of issues that this will just put more pressure on public transport. When I get my bus in the morning, plenty of buses go by me full. There's apartments being built in Balmain, Clare Hall, like surrounding areas. So it's a big core issue, but I think it's just creating a lot of like blatant racism, that there's plenty of people, non-nationals, that are living in Ireland, like probably second generation non-nationals, and I feel like they're being targeted as well. Like, I feel like...
You see, my big worry here is, Nicole, and I can see it happening, I can feel it happening, and I find it very uncomfortable. This anti-immigrant narrative is literally fueling racism in Ireland against people who aren't even bloody immigrants, who have lived in this country all their... And that's the point that I'm trying to make. And this sort of hatred that has been fueled over the last few months is very scary, is very worrying, particularly if you happen to be in any way different in Ireland. And it is, and I don't care what anybody says.
I know, I understand that. And I understand there are an element of there is an element of people just being scum, wanting to use this as a reason to cause trouble. But I don't think it's fair to say that to fob off all these concerns by and basically make out that people's concerns are insignificant because, oh, they're only trying to cause trouble. People have genuine concerns and those concerns should be listened to.
I know, but those concerns are now manifesting themselves in a hatred and a bigotry towards anybody who's not white and not Irish. That's exactly what's happening here. That is what's happening.
I think the vast majority of people in the area have the same core worry of the infrastructure being at breaking point. So I think, for the most part, people are just genuinely worried about people not being vetted coming into the country, which I completely understand. But I think it then manifests into...
Sorry, you there, Nicole?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Sorry, yeah, go on, keep going.
I think, it like what you were saying, Adrian, I think it manifests into just blatant racism that people... I think people are just maybe jumping on the bandwagon that I think no matter what people are protesting about, there's always going to be individuals that rock up and cause trouble. Like, no matter what you're protesting about, there's always going to be individuals that maybe want a bit of carnage and just enjoy that. So I think the videos that circulated online of people setting bins on fire, I don't think it's a fair representation of the people of the area and the people that are genuinely concerned.
And again, I understand that there are people who are genuinely concerned. The government and the minister have said that they will deal with those concerns. How they plan to do that, I don't know, and time will tell in what way they deal with the concerns of local people. But there is an obligation on this country to look after people who present themselves in this country.
I don't think they fully think it through, though, when they make these decisions. Because I feel like it's all well and good to say, oh yeah, we're gonna tackle the issue now, but I think it's a little bit too late for that.
Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Anthony.
I'm all right, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Anthony. We can always expect a call from you when it comes to subjects like this. What is your reaction to the fact that the state plans to push ahead with housing asylum seekers in the plant in Coolock?
Good. The government needs to do the house. They cannot give in to bullying and intimidation for those folks in Coolock who are causing trouble. The damn far right nutcases are just bullies and folks. As the actions in Coolock show, when they were attacking the Garda, saying those arson attacks. If the government give in to what these bullies and folks want, it's just going to embolden them. It's going to lead to more trouble, more chaos. I'm up and down the country, so the Garda have to take a firm hand and say no. They will not give in to what these bullies. They should say no. You have no say in the matter, and your violence is not going to change the bargain.
But Anthony, yes, there was a certain element in the Coolock protests recently.
A lot of those who were causing trouble. A lot of them weren't even from Coolock. Yes. They just wanted to cause trouble.
Okay, that's the point that I'm about to make. That at the end of the day, there were people from Coolock, genuine people from Coolock, who have genuine concerns and they feel they're not being listened to.
Well, when you have that kind of crap happening, you had people cheering as the arson was done. If they do, if they cheer a criminal act being done, then they have no say in the matter.
If they cheer a criminal act being done, they've no say in the matter. Okay, that's fine. But again, there are genuine people from the Coolock area who have concerns about who's going to be housed in this building, the sorts of supports that are available, and they believe that their concerns are not being listened to.
But as you've said, families are going to move to the area, not just unvetted men like misinformation claims. It's going to be families, women and children.
So they say.
They just keep thinking, so the concerns that they have is, it's only going to be men. They're listening to lies and misinformation. No doubt being spread by Russians to help cause trouble in this country. That's what they do. They help people spread misinformation to cause trouble and chaos elsewhere in Europe. Look what happened in the UK with that riot the other day.
Well, actually, let me just go back to Nicole for one second. Nicole, what do you say to that? That the government can't give in to thugs and threats and violence?
I don't feel like that was the court. Like, again, a very small percentage of the individuals that were there. It started off peaceful. It always ends up in carnage. The riots were the same before Christmas. It's not fair to label them all thugs when, like what you said, Adrian, that they do have genuine concerns. It can just manifest into chaos when it goes too far. I don't think they were fairly listened to. It originally was peaceful and it manifested into chaos. So I don't think it is fair to say that they're out for chaos, they're out for thuggery, and like, it's not fair to label the people that were there like that. The very small percentage of people that were causing trouble. I don't agree with it. I was never involved with any of the protests. I was kind of just like an outsider looking in, but I agree with the people that have concerns that no matter what area of Dublin that they landed in, genuinely the residents of that area are bound to have concerns, particularly when it's an area that's already struggling with infrastructure.
So, Anthony, do you have any appreciation for the concerns that some people have about this mass immigration?
No, because they're listening, because they just caused trouble. And there was a lot of that chaos happening, too. Look, it wasn't peaceful. It was before the guard went there. Those troublemakers were setting fire to that site. They injured the security guard. Then the guard had to show up in force, and they had to deal with it. That's what happened. No, a lot of it isn't peaceful. They're just people there who just want to cause trouble. Honestly, it's like an old saying. Some people just want to watch the world burn.
Okay, the fact of the matter is, Anthony, that this protest outside the plant in Coolock was peaceful for months on end until the Gardaí tried to move or assist in the moval of equipment into the site. And people lost it, basically. They weren't happy that this site is finally going to be used. Now,
again, the only showed up there after a security guard got injured. Okay,
but again, Anthony, the fears of local people, they say, are not being listened to.
But they are listening. A lot of these fears are coming from lies and misinformation put on social media. They're not listening to the truth. That's where, because the far right keep putting up all this lies and misinformation to try and get others to agree with their narrative, with their point of view, to cause more chaos.
Stay there.
They're just not
listening
to the
truth. What do you say to parents who are genuinely concerned, you know, and there are parents out there who are genuinely concerned about letting their kids out to play? We were literally going to speak to one in a couple of minutes here who says she's nervous, she's got kids, and she's afraid to let them out to play because of this.
She is sadly listening to misinformation. I feel sorry that she's been falling for such misinformation and lies, because it's a fact. The far right do put up often lies on social media to spread their agenda of hate and intolerance. They kept making claims of, they're only going to put unvetted men in that area in Coolock when it's going to be families. It's been said many times it's going to be families put in there, not just
and that
men,
has been
families.
Stated, by the way, that families are going to be put into that Crown Pains plant.
I was driving by last week, driving by one particular one.
I won't say where it was. I was driving by one that is being used, an old hotel that's been used for asylum seekers. I'd say you'd probably know the one I'm talking about. And outside the hotel was a group of about 10 to 15 men smoking and drinking coffee. I didn't see any kids. I didn't see any women. It was all men.
That's in that particular site.
Yeah.
The Crown Pains plant, the government have said, will house families. But people don't want to hear that.
My point is that they're saying, you know, we're taking in families who need help. These 15 to 20 men, or 15 men, 10 to 15 men, why are they here?
I don't know, because I don't know their names. I don't know where they're from. Would you stay in Palestine if you could get out of it? Would you stay in the Gaza Strip if you could get out of it? Don't take people in from somewhere like the Gaza Strip.
I think we have...
Just deal with that for a second, Katie, because there are a lot of Palestinians here. Just turn away people.
The Gaza Strip is different because that... No. Not all immigrants here and refugees and asylum seekers need to be here. And that's a fact. They don't all need to be here.
But they're all being tarred with one brush.
But no, you see, this is where the government needs to come in. This is where the government need to make sure that we are taking in people who actually need refuge, who need a safe place.
But people don't give a shit anymore. We're all brilliant. Just listen to me for one second. We're all brilliant, waving our Palestinian flags outside our houses. We support the Palestinians. God love them. They're being bombed by the Israelis. but fuck off, you can't come here.
This is going to be
what's happening.
This is 100% going to be the next issue, because I think next year or towards the end of the year, I think Ireland is going to take a lot of Palestinians.
We have already.
I think a lot more. I think there's going to be a mass. I think
but they're not welcome here.
Ukrainian refugees.
But they're not welcome here.
The refugees coming in from Ukraine.
But they're not welcome here, Katie.
Well, there are people who are genuinely fleeing for their lives.
That a lot of people who are here are genuinely fleeing for their lives.
A lot, but not all.
No, I agree, not all.
And this is where the government need to make sure
that the ones who aren't genuinely here fleeing war will eventually be tossed back out of the place.
What, can you look up the figures for the deportations?
I'm not bothered at this moment. No, the fact of the matter is, you're lumping all asylum seekers into the one block.
No, I'm not.
And don't give a damn about people fleeing places like the Gaza Strip.
No, I'm saying that people who are coming over to live because they're afraid for their lives, absolutely, they should be helped. But not everybody who's coming in is coming because they're afraid for their lives, because they're fleeing war-torn countries. And that's just the fact. So if there was some way of getting the genuine ones in, giving them a refuge, giving them asylum for whatever amount of time they need, fair enough. But the problem is that it's a free-for-all. The floodgates are open and everybody's welcome.
Sean, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
I'm all good. Just listening to you there.
Now, what did you want to say?
Me, I just want to say, I've been there from day one, outside Crown Paints. You're talking about women and children coming in. I was there when the camp was torn down on the Monday. Six Algerian men walked straight up that road after being dropped off out of a taxi on the corner with bags on their backs and smiles on their face. Where's the women and children?
And where were they supposedly going?
Right into Crown Paints until they got a slap in the fucking head and sent down the road. There's no one going in there. There's no compromise, and that's the end of it.
All we can go on is what we've been told. And we have been told that it is families that will be housed in the Crown Paints plant.
There's no families being held there. None. But
there's nobody there at this moment.
Where are the families all over the country? All you're seeing is fighting-aged men. That's all you see. There's no families. No women, no children. They're all men from 30 to 48 years of age, scattered all over their country. It's a mass invasion of Europe. That's what it is.
The fact of the matter is, we've been told that it will be families that will be housed in this plant.
And the government have lied to you before.
You don't believe that that is who's...
You're the fucking sinister minister, Roger O'Gorman.
Okay, so...
Are you mad? Do you actually believe this crap?
Let me go back to the point that was that the government announced earlier on, that housing of asylum seekers will go ahead despite the protests. What
Bring
do you say
on.
To that?
Bring it on. Bring it on. Kulak says no, and he fucking mean no. There's no compromise.
I get your concerns, Sean. I get your frustration at being ignored 100%. I'd be the same. You know, they're talking about... Thornton Hall is down the road from where I live. I get it.
Take a little photo of her fucking minions outside Kulak police station and fucked off back to where I live.
But my question is, I suppose, Sean, what's the plan? I mean, they're saying this is going to happen. What's the plan? What are you going to do?
I'm not saying I'm going to do anything.
I'm not being smart here. I'm genuinely asking, what is Kulak going to do to ensure this doesn't happen?
Kulak's going to do.
Do you think it's going to get worse?
Oh, a hell of a lot, and they'd be a hell of a lot more prepared as well this time.
So you think...
We told the superintendent. I had a meeting with the superintendent of Kulak today at 12:30. I had to come leave work and go down and have a meeting with the Kulak committee deal. And he said it to us. He knows. He has the final say here. He says, I'm bringing things in. I'm bringing people in. Helen McAtee told him that the other day in his meeting. And by the way, he's the top cop in Kulak and the top cop on the north side of Dublin, and that's his first time meeting Helen McAtee.
So what you're saying is that basically Kulak aren't going to take it lying down. There's more to come.
100%. 100%.
And 100%. And the guards are aware of that?
100%. And when we stop Kulak, we'll be moving on to the next place, Thornton Hall. We'll stop that then.
Oh, you're going around to the different ones, are you?
I've been everywhere. I've been all over the place. This is not happening in this country.
In the area you live in, is this an issue? Are you from Kulak?
I am from Kulak.
Okay,
yeah.
So this isn't in your area. This is something that's a personal...
Yeah, it's not personal. This is going to stop all over this country.
Okay, what's the end game here, Sean?
The end game is we need detainment facilities at the nearest airports, the nearest harbours, and the nearest places of border. And we need the government to stop this madness.
Does that include closing the border with the north?
It does, okay, yeah, but if you have to be, we're going to have to do it. Have you not seen England? Have you not seen the rest of Europe? This is going to come to Ireland. Wait, can you, it's not awake. What is going on with this? I can't believe the fighting Irish are just sitting there watching their country being destroyed.
Anthony, what do you say to that? The fighting Irish are watching their country being destroyed.
He is just saying absolute crap. He's clearly uneducated. I mean, what in the border closed? That is absolutely idiotic to want that done. Absolutely idiotic to want that done. Right? And yet, that other person not earlier who wants Ireland to leave the EU. I'm still talking. You shut up, Sean. I'm talking now. 7 days a week.
Come on down to me.
That's some fucking matters to let me talk,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you fuck off. Did they
not? You're an absolute bastard, Sean, right? No, I'm talking, right?
Anthony, he said, why are people sitting by while our country is being ruined?
Our country is only being ruined by the far-right troublemakers, like what happened in Coolock, who are calling us and attacking the Garda, who outright been doing other attacks elsewhere, like in Limerick, that arson in a building that was just under rumour it was the House of Refugees, was actually the House of Students in college. You think criminal action like arson is funny, do you, Sean?
You think
criminal action like arson are funny? Or you think that's funny? What if somebody got hurt or killed
in that?
Did I say anything about fire? You were laughing when I was talking about arson. You were laughing when I mentioned the arson attack in Limerick to happen.
Let me ask you, Sean. You said the end goal here is basically the end to people coming into this country. That's the end.
I actually have a Keolock says no committee statement here. Do you want me to read it out for you?
Yes, please.
This is what the community of Keolock have, right?
Yep.
I'll read this from the start. It says, Keolock says no. Mission statement. Keolock says no to having EMIAs, economic migrant or illegal aliens, accommodated in centres in communities or housed in our communities of any type of accommodation, full stop. We don't want it. We would all say no groups nationwide want detainment facilities at the airports, the harbours and places of entry at our borders. And for the government to immediately stop this madness and stop destroying our communities and agree with the nation on a fixed cap of numbers of entries that we can admit to our country as long as our communities, culture and identity is safeguarded. Given that number, admit a chance to work and flower in our community and have a happy life contributing to the system. See, we're not racist, we just want safe people coming in here. Into the system, but those Irish blood reinforced so that our needs of the people are first and foremost. The Irish people need to be safeguarded and our needs need to be first and foremost. All amenities should be for the Irish people. Our future as the Irish people must be safeguarded, and then we will help other nationalities in manageable numbers. Keolock and the rest of Dublin and our countryside have already taken in way too many non-nationals, and the focus should be on holding the influx and deporting illegals before we open the borders to even more. Communities that stand together, respect together, thrive together, stay together. Keolock says no.
Stay with me for 1 second. Back in a moment.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Mia, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mia?
Hiya.
Now, Mia, what did you want to say?
Well, I just want to say to Anthony, first of all, he is a very rude and ignorant man. And at the end of the day, they can call us far right, they can call us racist, they can call us what we like, but I'm a concerned mother and I'm on that road to protect my children. My daughter went out to my niece's last year and she was standing at a bus stop and one of them men approached her, and only if she had me on the phone, he was telling her how beautiful her eyes were, could he have her contact number. Now that's not normal, Adrian, because if a teenage boy her own age done that to him, I'd be up a fucking murder. These men are going to come in here and take over and do what they want. You're saying they're putting women and children in. Where's the women and children in the hotels that are beside us? They're already up in the car park, traveller site up to Rosemont. They're living in that. They're renting houses up there and caravans up there our travellers. That's bad enough for we couldn't stop that happening. And I stand with Sean and everything he says, I will fight this till the end. I'm 3 years on the street. Now, for a few weeks, I haven't been at ground because I had a lot of own stuff going on in my own personal life. But I stand beside every single person that's out fighting this cause all over Ireland, and not just Kulak says now. And I will fight till the end because over my dead body will anybody come in here and take my children's future away. And I can't believe, as everybody else is saying, where's all the people of Ireland sitting back and letting this happen? And as for the riots that happened in England, is that Anthony fella for real? That happened because kids were slaughtered. 3 innocent kids by a 17-year-old boy. That is not normal.
Of course, it's not normal. But what do riots?
No, it's not normal. And I tell you now, and what happened last year outside town with that man going into the Niller school is not normal. Because it was my child's school. Never mind going for Crown to burn it. I would have slaughtered every fucking copper till the person was caught for doing it. And you know what you're saying about the thugs and the scum and the racism and this, that Crown? There's about 15 youngsters that attacked them guards that day because a 4-year-old child was sprayed in the fucking eyes. An elderly woman at the bus stop that had nothing got to do with it was attacked. An elderly man was attacked. He was put to his knees with his walking stick. It's fucking sick. The black and tan scum coming in. And this government needs to be out and be out now. And I will stand with Sean and I will gladly say, if no one has the balls to burn Crown completely to the ground, I fucking will. And I mean that, because with every inch of blood in my body, my duty as a mother is to protect my fucking children and the ground they walk on.
Okay, so the government have announced today that they will they're going ahead with their plans for Crown Paints.
No, sorry, Adrian, they will not be going ahead with it. There's a cinema right beside it. There's a plex right beside it. There's a Borat thing right beside it. Power C, the thousands of money that all those people have put into their businesses through all these years. Them businesses are not going to last either. These people aren't coming in here to make Ireland a fresh little happy place for all of us to live together. No, they're coming in because they're trying to get rid of the white race. And if no one can see that, then they're fucking tick. Now, I have different colour nationalities in my family because it's mixed race. Whatever, they're my cousins. So call me racist, call me what you want, but I know the fucking truth. I'm fast from it. And I put my hand out and help fucking anybody. Someone needed a bed tonight, I give them a bed. But that's not what this is about. This is about them coming in here, killing their fucking people, killing fucking children. I mean, children, it's happening all
okay,
over the world.
Okay, so what are you going to do about what was said today that Crown Paints is going ahead come hell or high water? What are you going to do about it?
I'll burn it. I'll make sure it's done properly. I will burn it to the ground because my daughter's school is 5 minutes away from that. My other 3 kids' school is 5 minutes away from that. I can't go to bed at night knowing that all these men are living in a building where my daughters have to walk by, my mother has to walk by, my father has to walk by. No way. No way. Adrian, if it was women and children, I'd say bring them all in. We'll look after them. We'll feed them. We'll clothe them. We'll help them get
okay,
skills.
Again, the government have said, and I'm only quoting, they have said that it will be families in this building. You don't believe that, do you not?
No, Adrian, because one of the policemen down there a few weeks ago told me to my face that there was going to be 500 men put in there. Now, he said 500 men, but I know that's not true, because every time you say that, it's thousands of them getting put in.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Mia. I want to go to Kelly. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kelly?
Hi.
Well, Kelly, what did you want to say?
At this point, I think it's just everything has already been said in regards to how I would feel about the situation. It just shows that the government just do not give a damn about the Irish people, the people that have put them into the position that they are in. I mean, this bullshit that they've spoke to people from Kulak, they have spoken to people in the areas that they put these people in, it's just absolute bollocks. They haven't spoke to anybody about it. It's just a case of, well, just touch it, we can do what we want. Mary Lou MacDonald only came out with a statement a couple of weeks ago saying nobody has the right to veto who lives in their area. But taxpayers are paying for this. I mean, and this is absolutely ridiculous.
And do you believe that the government should give in to the sort of violent protests that we saw in Kulak?
The government should be doing exactly what the people that own this country are telling them to do. They're safe. They don't have to worry about what's going to happen in their areas. They're safe. They don't have to worry about it. We're the people that have to worry about it.
So you believe that people power should dictate what happens here?
I just want to go back to something Mia said a couple of minutes ago, just at the start of the call, and it's something that she said there was an incident with her daughter waiting at a bus stop.
Yeah,
what happened?
My daughter, she's 15. Well, she actually turned 16 2 weeks ago. My niece lives out in Finglas, and she lives beside Charlestown, and her dad was dropping her out that day at about 2 o'clock, and she knows to leave early because I hate when it gets dark. So at 7 o'clock she rang me, she didn't go to the bus stop, Emily's going to walk with me, that's my niece, so she walked there. Next thing then she rang me, she said there's loads of them at the bus stop facing me, I said stay at the bus stop, don't move, and she was talking to me on the phone. So loudly got on the bus, and next thing she said, mad as one walking towards me, one of them didn't get on the bus. And he came over to her and he started telling her how beautiful she was, her eyes were so glamorous, and could he have her number, could he have her Insta?
Oh my God.
Like, stuff he was saying to her. Like, yeah, I had all that on voice recordings and all. But you know, and I just want to say, no TD, no one ever came out here to try and talk to anybody about anything, not even a letter in the door.
That's the most frustrating part, isn't it?
Yeah, and Sinn Féin came looking all right for votes, and I ran them out of line because that's all they're looking for. They're looking for votes and they're looking for this and that. What about the people that are screaming out for your help? Yeah, a lot of them are thugs, but you have to understand, they're the youth of Ireland coming up. They are going to get angry. Do you want them kids to sit back? Because if them kids weren't fighting, a lot of the men in the country aren't coming out. Like, where is the men? I'd like to say that. Because only for them youths caused them riots wouldn't have happened. Because it's going to take for women to get angry, and the women will probably save this fucking country, because if you ask me, the men have no balls, because women will go out and they will fight for their children. Well, I know I will, and any mother should.
So this fight goes on, and Kelly, you obviously feel the same way, that this fight has to go on.
Yeah, look, I can speak from a bit of a small bit of personal experience, right? I live in a house, my home, right? I have people living next door to me who are only here a couple of years, and I have had run-ins with them a few times where I have been told by that man that he will not speak to me because I am a woman. Now, that's only minor in regards to what is actually going on, but these are the people that are trying to move beside everybody.
So when you hear people like Mia saying, I'll personally burn the Crown Paints pants down if this goes ahead, do you think that's okay?
Needs to be. As long as nobody's physically hurt, I don't care what they do. As long as they put a stop to this.
And you mean everything you say, Mia, by saying you'll personally burn the place down if you have to.
I do, Adrian, and I wouldn't be a violent person. I don't believe in violence, but at the end of the day, if I have to protect my daughters and my sons, and that's my only way to do it, they can't put them into a building that's not there, can they? Like, you just need to stop. They need to listen to the people. They're making people very angry, very angry. And they don't care. It's like they want the whole world to erupt. And that's what's going to happen. Because more and more people are coming out, and more people are getting in trouble. More and more people are getting their kids killed. People getting attacked all the time. Another girl I know, 16 years of age, standing across from Macy College one day, coming home from school. She's standing there at the bus stop. One of them comes over. He's standing there looking at her. Next thing then, another two of them come around from the back of the bus stop. They're standing there taking photos of her. An Irish fella across the road seen this, and he come over and he stood right. He said, are you all right? And she said, no, I don't feel safe. That chap didn't even know that girl. He got on that bus and ran that girl back to her house because she was that afraid. Like, I mean, this is going to be everywhere. Now, I tell you now, I said to my friend, and I said, come September, my kids will not be going back to school because that unsafe. Your kids can't even go to school. I mean, where is there a world where your kids can't go to school? You can't trust the teachers. You can't trust people to go in and shoot them, stab them. That's not normal, and I won't live like that.
It's interesting you say that, Mia, because I was only having a conversation recently with someone, literally only yesterday, and my exact words to this person, is it at the stage now where we're going to have security guards on play schools and school doors? Is this what we're at? Because the guy in France in the playground who stabbed the kids, the thing in Parnell Square, now this thing in, where was it? Yes, south.
In Liverpool.
In Liverpool. These stories are becoming far too common. One is too much, but they're becoming far too common where kids are being attacked. And I only said, literally, I say, is it at the stage now where they're going to have metal detectors and security on the doors? Because I can understand why parents don't feel safe sending their kids to school, because I have to be honest with you, it's not something that I would lie awake at night thinking about, but I am concerned when you hear the likes of what happened in Dublin City with those poor little kids. That little girl is still recovering.
I want to squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note before we wrap this up, and this is Jay.
Good afternoon, Adrian. Adrian, you know where we live, I think we told you before. We're down in Kinnegad. We had one hotel that was taken over 2 years ago. With consultation, it'd be all women and children and families from Ukraine. Our town got together, done everything we could for them. They're integrated in our schools. But about a year ago, Adrian, they started taking all the families out, and now there is just men in it. All men. You can come down if you don't believe me, Adrian. I swear to God, mate. and all they're doing is hanging around the town all day long. They've nothing to do. Our town is like a ghost town. There's nobody there. Our women and fucking kids are terrified to walk up and down the main street now. The girls were constantly getting harassed coming home from school last year, to the point that the men of the town had to start walking up and down when the secondary school finished. So, Aidan, if you want to come down, I'll show you that I'm not bullshitting there, mate.
All right, Jay. No, I don't in any way disbelieve you. I understand. I completely understand the concerns that a lot of people have. My only thing, and even Mia said, the young fellas caused the trouble in Coolock. So we just give in to recreational rioting and let people have their own way. That's really what the conversation is.
We can't ignore either. I mean, okay, you can't just throw brick and get what you want, but you can't ignore either. People have a right to have their voices heard. They have a right. Oh, I don't know. The next general election is going to be very interesting.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.